Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. It's a game day, baby. Texans, Seahawks. Apparently the line still remains at 3.5, at least from what I'm seeing ahead of us, as a 9 p.m. kickoff is what's coming up. By the way, keep sending them in. 713-572-4610. What's your plan of attack on this game? I'm too much of a sicko to actually take a nap. I think I've realized this.
You can take a nap.
I don't think I can. I got a workout that I need to do after the game, after the show, rather.
Okay.
And then I want to watch baseball. Mm-hmm. I want to watch ALCS.
So do I.
So, like,
I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to do both those things.
I don't think I can get a nap. Also, I think
you're going to do them both at the same time? No.
No, not at the same time.
It's worth noting for me personally that it never works when I try and plan out a nap. Like,
oh, that's hard. Now, that is true.
I don't take naps.
It's hard to plan naps.
Naps take me. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's one of those where you're just sitting on the couch on a Saturday and then you wake up 2 hours later and you're like, what happened?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I do. So mm-hmm. I can't plan out that I'm going to get this perfect nap.
That is absolutely true.
From like 3 to 5, and then I can't do it. It's not going to happen for me.
Y'all ever have like those morning classes in college, and then you come back home, and then you just immediately go straight to your bed, and then all of a sudden
nothing happens.
Well, you know, you wake up 5-6 hours later, yes. and you're like, it's already dark outside.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Mine was when I was doing mornings, and you're getting up so early. I'd like try to plan a nap, and I get in bed, and I'm like, sleep. Sleep, 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 sleep.
And then you
go
just
to sleep,
end up
go to sleep. Go to
nowadays
sleep.
You just end up on your phone or you turn on the TV and you just end up in a place from 3, 4, 6. They're just like, stay up and watch ball, suck it up and wake up for work.
Be a man.
Can't miss all the sports. Yeah. Honestly, that's probably where I end up with. Mm-hmm. And if I end up just a little bit more crotchety tomorrow,
yeah.
I'm blaming that. Like that's kind of a nice thing, is that now you have an excuse for whatever your bad behavior is tomorrow.
I got 2 hours sleep.
You can lean into it, I think. Like you might be able to get away with more.
Leave me alone.
I don't want to talk. The general Houston populace will be in that place, I think. So you might be able to get away with more tomorrow. We'll see how that ultimately works out. But the Texans, not much opportunity to get away with anything. You need this one, man. Mm-hmm. Like this one is going to be a big determinant on what your season continues to look like as you move forward. And so with that, there's going to be some pressure. Naturally, that's what you want in sports. I think that any player that is serious or worth their weight in whatever, worth their salt, isn't that the
yeah, worth
thing?
Their salt.
There you go. Thank you very much, OG. They want the pressure of these types of situations.
Mm-hmm.
For whom is the most pressure on in this game, especially to prove that the last 2 weeks of football for the Texans was not a fluke? 713-572-4610.
That's a good question, because you might think, oh, C.J. Stroud. You know, was it real versus the Ravens and the Titans and, you know, trying to bounce back from his last season and showing a lot of stuff, showing a lot of things, et cetera. I don't agree. I mean, clearly C.J. Stroud has clearly C.J. Stroud has some pressure on him.
Yeah, no, the pressure, he might literally have pressure in the football context, and then there's some figurative pressure that comes off of that.
He's the quarterback, of course, right?
Can you make this system work if you're dealing with some interior pressure is a big question, I think.
I'm glad you said system. So let's talk about the quarterback with a new offensive coordinator and on a new team, and you know the pressure has not been evident. A quarterback is not C.J. Stroud. A quarterback is Sam Darnold. And I think the most pressure tonight is on Nick Caley. I think it's on Nick Caley because you know we've talked about ramping up and getting better with the offense. Sam Darnold it's been a really smooth transition with Clint Kubiak. And Clint Kubiak, let's not forget, was mentioned last year as a potential offensive coordinator or offensive staff member of the Houston Texans. Didn't take the job. And to the point where I frankly thought he was going to take, talked about on the show, I thought he was going to take the job. Ended up at the last minute getting this opportunity, going to Seattle, thriving. Is already being mentioned as a potential head coach candidate.
That's right.
People are talking about him.
All the jobs starting to open up already.
Titans, is the one that's been mentioned the most. Clint Kubiak did it smoothly, efficiently, with a quarterback that you may not think is in the same, you can't say in the same breath as C.J. Stroud. Well, who's having the better year?
Yeah, that's been such an interesting phenomenon that we probably need to examine deeper just in the NFL with the idea of the gap quarterback, the gap year quarterback has become more of like the gap period quarterback to now being not just a gap year, but these guys are stepping in and becoming guys that you maybe not franchise quarterback. I still think is a narrower definition than sometimes we want to use it as, but a guy that you go, this is our starter that we can lean on and not necessarily be looking for the next one in the immediate term.
Right.
So, but I mean, he is one of those guys, 100%. And you know, Kubiak's done a good job with that.
He's done a really good job with it, and I think that's why you know the pressure tonight is on Nick Caley, because
you don't have gap quarterback. You got a real quarterback.
You've got the franchise quarterback. I mean, across the board, I think they have the same completion percentage, Darnold and C.J. Stroud. But other than that,
now I got to fact check you.
You will fact check me. I like when you do that.
You probably asked AI. It's probably all sorts of wrong. I already know.
But yards.
That was more an AI shot than it was a down shot.
But yards, touchdowns, quarterback rating. Sam Darnold, despite C.J. Stroud having a good couple of games, or at least game and a half, is having a better season than C.J. Stroud with a new offensive coordinator and on a new team. So this is about Nick Caley, man. Can you keep that humming, so to speak?
Yeah, and I think that there's obviously more layers within this, but yeah, can you truly be the game plan, you know, system developer or play caller that you have purported to want to be? And how does that stand up when you get a really good challenge from a defensive coordinator, right? Especially now that it feels like you're finding some level of ground. I think I'm willing, and I imagine that a lot of people are willing to give you a little bit of leeway on early weeks. As I was saying, that I was like, maybe not, right? Not everybody is going to operate in the same way that I will, but I'll speak for myself. I'm willing to give him the first couple of weeks as first-time coordinator. Now, of course, there are some people that stepped in and did it immediately, but I'm not trying to be
like unfair. Like the guy across the field.
Exactly. I'm not trying to be unfair. I'm gonna try and give you some leeway here. But now that you're seeming to find your footing, what's it look like, big dog? Because Mike McDonald is a good defensive coordinator. In fact, Colin, if you don't mind, can you give me that audio that I was talking to you about a little bit earlier, Mike McDonald? Because I do think that there is something interesting. Mike McDonald is a good defensive coordinator in this league. We've seen it with his time in Baltimore. This is Mike McDonald talking about, you know, the Texans, and they've been good against zone. As you mentioned, the Seahawks play a lot of zone. This was Mike McDonald kind of talking about that.
I think there's several answers. A lot of teams like hunt man. They hunt certain type of zones, so you have to have a feeling for like how they're operating and what you do well too. I mean, if teams are great against the blitz or great against four-man rush, it's not like we're not going to four-man rush, or if they're not good versus the blitz by the stats, doesn't mean that, you get what I'm saying.
I
think like that's one way. I mean, sometimes it's just simple as like they got great receivers that can separate and work down the field, which is, I think, the case sometimes with the Texans. Like, they do a good job, and the quarterback throws accurate ball, and they protect him. Similar to when you see explosive plays with our offense, those are, like, common threads on what creates explosive plays. But zones, too. I mean, zone, like, by definition, zones have holes, you know. So it's about finding those things, and quarterback needs time. You got to have the right thing dialed up, that sort of thing.
So
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Obviously, he said zones have holes, and obviously the Texans need to find those. But more so, did he give some game away on the way that he might be playing this and maybe planning on blitzing in a way that the Seahawks really don't often?
Right. I mean, maybe, because he knows where the, despite what he said, you know, where the Texans' shortcomings are, you know, and being able to exploit that offensive line, put some pressure on C.J. Stroud, mix things up, give him different looks. He knows how C.J. Stroud has had success.
And I imagine how he's had some failure.
And how he's had some failure, et cetera. And by the way, I mean, you look at Sam Darnold's number right now, completing 70.8% of 71, basically, percent of his passes, 1,541 yards, 11 TDs, 3 interceptions, and 116 rating.
CJ's completing 70.8 as well.
Exactly 70.8. But his rating is 102 and fewer touchdowns and the same number of interceptions. So, It is interesting to watch the dynamic here that that Nick Haley has exploited against subpar teams, you know, recently. But this is going to be big for him, and especially if McDonald does what you're talking about. He kind of hinted at there, sort of changing the look a little bit.
All right. So who else do you see having a measure of pressure, at least in the sports talk radio aspect of it? Because clearly Nick Haley is going to have a lot on his plate. Responsibility-wise, in addition to what I talked about last week of can you do all of those things? Can you account for all these things that are clearly going to be difficult for you and do it quick enough to give CJ an opportunity to get to the line and make some decisions at the line, be able to pick up the stunts and the simulations that this defense will throw out so that you know the entirety of the offense has their best chance at success in this game? I think that it might be some Woody Marks pressure here.
I think that's fair. We're not counting C.J. Stroud. We know that he's clearly.
Well, I mean, we probably should talk about the pressures that C.J. Stroud.
We know that. I mean, it's absolutely as an extension of what Nick Haley is doing. I would not disagree with you on Woody Marks.
It does feel like this is more of a Woody Marks centric game, at least if we're just talking about play style types, right? Mm-hmm. You got big old trash cans full of dirt on the middle of the defensive line when it comes to Seattle Seahawks, right? Mm-hmm. And with that being the case, I will lean again on people that have played the football, the game of football, to try and instruct me on how I view this. When we talked to ND Kalu on Thursday, I was like, what do you do when a team is like that? And he's like, run away from them. You know what I mean? Almost with that same exact tone, just like, dude, what? Don't make this harder. Don't run into the teeth of this. That sounds a little bit more like Woody Marks running towards the edges than it does Nick Chubb. With all due respect to Nick Chubb, mm-hmm. he has done that in his career as a running back in this league. I just don't know how much is he geared towards that at this period of time with the mashy legs.
I think,
but yeah, I feel like Woody Marks is more that guy. Can he do that in a way where he hits that hole and he does it the way that he wants to, assuming that that's the way that they even try and play it?
Well, I think Woody Marks, because you mentioned Nick Chubb, and he's actually had a couple of runs. One they gave to him, but they had a couple of runs, you know, on the outside.
You just had to do that, huh?
But he's more of a bounce-it outside guy, Nick Chubb. I think what you're talking about is let's get to the edges, you know, off the shoot. But then that's more Woody Marks.
But then make sure you put your foot in the ground and
right.
get up
that's
up
more
field,
Woody Marks.
Right? And then also, like, some of it, as much as we gave Woody Marks credit for picking mm-hmm. up some pass pro, that might be even more mm-hmm. important, especially if we're talking about simulated pressures where – they're trying to make it so that you are, you know, attributing some of your mm-hmm. pass protection to places that, you know, when you look up, the pressure actually disappears, right? We got seven guys here, and a few of your linemen are going to have to account for some of these guys. And all of a sudden, here goes Boye Mafe dropping out. And you're like, oh, well, you know, Tyus Howard's supposed to guard, you know, block him, and now that guy's gone. So now where are we going? Your running backs are going to have to pick up some more pressure, I think, at times. Those guys, are they going to be on their P's and Q's? Because, again, the name of the game is keep CJ upright.
I'm glad you mentioned that pressure because while I agree with you, the name that immediately came to mind for me in terms of pressure is Tay Ursary. You know, Tay Ursary to me,
yeah,
real trouble early on, like real trouble press protecting early on, and then picked it up a little bit, you know, in these last two games. But, again, it was these last two games. Now you're facing the Seahawks. Now you're facing a team that comes with four. Maybe, you know, they'll mix some things up, but they come with four. Is he going to be able? They know where the mark is. That's the whole.
Don't call him the mark now.
No, to their. I'm not saying he's a mark, but to in their opinion, where are they going to attack? What's the mark? You know, as a defensive coordinator, it's that guy, and maybe Jake Andrews. To be honest,
I mean, Jake Andrews is one that came to mind. I will say, and again, I don't want nobody to think that Reginald Atatula of In the Loop is calling Ariante Ursary the mark.
But if you're scouting this game.
If you're scouting this game, yeah. If you're trying to find something Mark-like, a little bit. A little Mark-esque.
I like the way he's trying to couch it. It's not me. I'm just saying.
I'm soft-shoeing the hell out of this. Have you seen Ariante Ursary? He's big. I don't want no problems the next time I go in the locker room. And don't put me in that situation. But if you talk about it, you said that, you know, had some struggles early, found his stride. He's had struggles all the way through when it comes to stunts.
Yes.
And it's not inherently his fault because some of it is like they're doing this screen thing mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden here comes a guy hitting him in his ear hole that he did not account for. Mm-hmm. So some of that was also the guard that's next to him. So, hey, Juice Scruggs, you're in this. Are they going to be able to make sure that they hold that up? Because that's been a couple of pressures that have happened in those games. And we know this team likes doing those stunts and those twists that happen on the those
hell,
games.
Hell, D'Amico talked about it. That being their strength.
Right. So, that there's some pressure there. Like, how does this offensive line as a whole, but particularly I'm looking at that left side to some degree, how do they hold up with those types of games, the simulated pressures, and maybe even the straight-up blitzes mm-hmm. that might come from a Mike McDonald defense that's been very good?
Now, there's a lot of pressure on him, you know, because it has been so erratic with him, his protection, and again, we're saying it in a scouting sense because I'll tie in with you.
You call him Mark. I'm just saying.
He's the mark. It's Seattle defense.
Put your name on it, please, because I didn't say that.
Last week, they've been saying, where can we have an advantage? Put it that way. That guy right there. So I'll be watching him. I think he's got a lot of pressure on him.
It's hard to instigate and hide your hand at the same time. Like, I was like, it wasn't me, but he said it a little
bit. But I kind of agree, but
this is going on the podcast. Yeah. And it's on the Odyssey app.
I kind of agree, but just don't blame me for Mark.
I didn't say that. excited for this game that starts at 9 p.m. Not excited for the start time, but excited for the game. From the 281, hey, it's Corey. I feel like a lot of pressure is going to be on the tight ends if Kirk is out. Because Kirk is out, actually. Mm-hmm. Need them to be the safety valve for when CJ is in trouble and needs to get the ball out quick. Absolutely. And what's funny is that pressure is there. I just feel like, Dalton Schultz is capable of it. It'll mm-hmm. be fine. Am I wrong for that? Is that too flippant or cavalier?
I don't know. It might be a little cavalier because I think he's having a good year and he definitely has it in him. I think we just need to see more. you know, consistently when the pressure's on and they know that he's going to be one of the targets. One of the primary targets.
That's fair. And a number of people are like, no, CJ, man, CJ got pressure. We don't got to walk away from this. And I think he does, man. Being accurate, not turning the football over, which has clearly been an emphasis for them. Mm-hmm. But they got some guys that can take the football away over there, especially guys that are getting healthy again in the likes of Woolen, Witherspoon, Love, all out there. And the one that I keep telling you about, Emonwori, out of South Carolina, the rookie, that dude's going to be flying around doing a lot of different things.
Yeah,
don't be surprised if his name gets called a few times tonight. All right, you're in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Again, moving towards this game. But coming up next is about that time where we do our lunchtime confessions presented by the Men's Clinic, and we will do those next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.